This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
and GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Drop me a line and send me email. Once again, the number to call is 612-564-8135. Write that number down, 612-564-8135. And be sure to leave your name, call letters of the radio station you're listening to, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from. And perhaps you can get on national radio with your question or comment. Or you can also drop me a line. I'll go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can also see the book I've written and the book tours in places where I'll be speaking. So, for example, I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. The latest one, called Future of Humanity, hit the New York Times bestseller list back in March, and it's about the future of the space program. Yes, we are going back to the moon starting next year. An unmanned mission all the way to the moon will be launched in December 2019, if all goes well. After that, humans will go back to the moon, and then, yes, on to Mars and beyond. In fact, that's now national policy. The President of the United States has said first the moon, then Mars, and then beyond that. And so find out about the second golden age of space travel in my latest book, The Future of Humanity. And then my other books are Physics of the Impossible, talking about the next 500 years in the future when we might have starships, invisibility, ray guns. We might have all the devices you see on Star Trek within a 500-year period of time. And then the Physics of the Future talks about the next 50 to 100 years. What will robots look like in our living rooms 50 to 100 years from now? What about space travel? What about medicine? What about cancer research? All those are addressed in my book, Physics of the Future. And The Future of the Mind talks about the incredible developments as we tease apart the thinking process. Who would have thought, for example, that we would be able to photograph a dream? This was once considered outrageous. And yes, we can actually do it now using modern physics. Using MRI scans, we can actually track the motion of thoughts inside the human mind. And who's funding it? The Pentagon, because of all the thousands of GIs that have come back from Iraq and Afghanistan with injuries to the brain and the spinal cord. So find out about how slowly scientists are beginning to tease apart the secrets of the mind itself in my book, The Future of the Mind, which, by the way, hit number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list. Okay, well, once again, in this hour, we're going to do something different. Instead of taking listener phone calls, I'm going to go through some of the emails that I get. And so, once again, I apologize. I can't possibly respond to all the emails that come pouring in. However, I've grouped them in several categories. And so we'll talk, for example, about the volcanic eruption in Hawaii. Is that a sign of a major supervolcano eruption in the future? Also, parallel universes. Quite a bit of astronomical articles are now being written, serious articles, about what it would be like if there really are other parallel universes. And speaking about outer space, the United States recently launched the test satellite, which will be able to figure out thousands of Earth-like planets and Jupiter-sized planets in outer space, a replacement for the crippled Kepler satellite. And what about robots? Robots are getting increased attention, especially because robots are now entering our cars in the form of driverless cars. But what does it mean if robots one day become self-aware? Or even before that, what about our jobs? So I'll say a few things about what jobs I think are going to flourish in the future and which jobs are, well, let's be frank about it, dead ends, because they're going to go the way of the blacksmith and the way of the wagon maker. And then we'll say a few things about, well, is it possible to extend the human lifespan? I've gotten quite a bit of emails about people wondering at what point might we become immortal? Maybe digitally immortal, maybe biologically immortal. Well, these are just a fraction of the questions I get on email, and we're going to address them in this hour of Science Fantastic. Well, first of all, the Hawaiian volcanic eruption in Kilauea. That's grabbed the headlines, but the question is, can it get worse? And the answer is, well, in principle, it could get much worse if you have what is called a supervolcano. Supervolcanoes, for example, we think almost destroyed humanity 75,000 years ago. That's how dangerous they are. And we have one supervolcano lurking not under Hawaii, but under Yellowstone. That's right, Yogi Bear is not the only inhabitant of Yellowstone National Park. Right underneath Old Faithful, we have a gigantic supervolcano that, if it were to erupt, would literally destroy the United States of America. It would literally tear the guts out of the American Midwest and do what it did several times in the past. That is, cover huge parts of central United States with a blanket of toxic dust, sulfuric compounds, and horrible, horrible poisons. Now, it turns out that, yes, 75,000 years ago, we think that humanity was almost pushed to the brink of extinction. That's right, we almost went the way of the dinosaurs 75,000 years ago. There was a volcano called Toba in Indonesia. It had the biggest eruption in perhaps the last billion years. It covered huge parts of Indonesia, India, and Africa with layer upon layer of soot. Enormous quantities of vegetation and wildlife died as a consequence. And we think, believe it or not, we think that only a handful of humans survived that cataclysm. How many? Perhaps no more than 1,000. I mean, think about that. This is mind-boggling. 1,000 people left Africa 75,000 years ago to repopulate the entire surface of the planet Earth. This is absolutely staggering in its implication. And what's the proof? The proof is in your blood. That's right. If you analyze your blood and you detect your genome, you find something rather curious. First of all, if I take any two animals, like two dogs, two cats, analyze their blood, we find that they are separated by quite a bit of genetic distance. However, when you take two humans and analyze their DNA, you find something rather staggering, and that is we're almost twins of each other. That's right. Compared to the animals, we are all twins. Now, this may seem impossible because, of course, humans come in all sizes and shapes, right? Well, wrong. It turns out that any two animals are much farther apart genetically than any two humans. Now, what does that mean? That means that at one point in the distant past, there was a common ancestor that gave birth to the entire human race. How many? Using mathematics and computers, you can actually calculate a few hundred to perhaps 1,000 individuals gave rise to the entire human race. This is amazing. This means that about 200,000 years ago, we had an ancestral Adam and Eve. Now, again, we're not talking about a single Adam or a single Eve, but a collection of them, a tribe that contained different Adams and Eves that then proliferated to give you all of humanity. In fact, we even have maps, genetic maps of how it happened. We left Africa, a few hundred, maybe a thousand of us, went into the Middle East. From the Middle East, we then spread into parts of Russia, and then we doubled back from Russia into Northern Europe, and then into Asia. I'll say more about the Hawaiian volcanic eruption after the break.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're going to continue a discussion of the emails that I get. Once again, if you want to have your voice heard on national radio, give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135, or go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. And so once again, you can have an email read over the air or have your voice heard on Science Fantastic. Well, moving on, we were talking about supervolcanoes much bigger than the current eruption taking place at Kilauea in the Big Island of Hawaii. There are, in fact, supervolcanoes that in the past almost wiped out the entire human race, leaving only a few hundred of us, maybe a thousand of us, left to repopulate the entire planet. And if you go to National Geographic website, you can actually see many of the trails that we took emanating from Africa. Not one, but several different migrations left Africa, went into Asia. About three different migrations went into the Americas, for example, and they are the Native Americans. And so we can now trace back in history all the different migratory patterns of our ancestors. The Polynesians, for example, many of them came from Taiwan. That's right. People from Taiwan, many of them left there, and they were able to navigate and eventually colonize many of the Polynesian islands. And the gypsies, for example, were a big mystery for thousands of years, but we now know that gypsies are basically from India. A group of people from India left India, went toward Europe, and became the gypsies of today. And so many of the genetic mysteries of the human race are gradually being teased apart as we sequence the DNA of, well, everybody on the planet Earth. And going back to Hawaii, the danger of a volcanic eruption in Hawaii is something that you may not think about, and that is a steam explosion. Believe it or not, steam explosions can release a catastrophic amount of energy, enough to blow an entire island off the map. It turns out that in the Kilauea Hawaiian volcano, there's a large mass of liquid lava and magma, and it sits right on top of the ground table where there's plenty of water. If that magma comes in contact with the groundwater, then all hell could break loose. You can get a steam explosion which will blow gigantic boulders way up into the sky, causing death and destruction on the Big Island of Hawaii. Now, you may say to yourself, well, gee, steam explosions, we don't have that much experience with steam explosions. Well, actually, that's not true. It turns out that many of our nuclear power plants have blown up because of steam explosions. There you have hot molten uranium fuel in a meltdown coming in contact with cooling water, causing a steam explosion. The biggest steam explosion of modern times took place in Chernobyl in 1986. Yes, it turns out that that reactor outside Kiev in the Ukraine had a melting incident. It turns out that some of the control rods in the core did not function properly. A chain reaction happened. The reactor went supercritical, in some sense, a small atomic bomb. And as temperatures rose, it came in contact with cooling water. And when hot molten metal comes in contact with cold cooling water, you get a steam explosion. That steam explosion blew the lid right off Chernobyl, creating this gigantic meltdown and catastrophe that is still, even today, ranks as the number one nuclear accident. And so steam explosions are nothing to laugh at. The Chernobyl accident of 1986 is an example of the enormous energy packed in a steam explosion. Now, we've actually had them in the United States as well, but they've been covered up. In 1961, in Idaho Falls, Idaho, the SL-1 nuclear power station was operated by the United States Navy. It was a military reactor, and it had one main central control rod. That central control rod controlled the chain reaction so that it would not go supercritical and it would not erupt into a small atomic bomb. Well, right after New Year's in 1961, for reasons we still do not understand, one of the workers apparently got drunk. We're not sure. He went on top of the reactor and he manually pulled out central control rod number 9. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to remove the brakes of a speeding car, and you're not supposed to remove the central control rod of a nuclear power plant. Well, what happened after that was catastrophic. After removing the control rod, the chain reaction went supercritical, and in fact, it was a small atomic bomb. Water vaporized immediately upon hitting the molten metal and caused a steam explosion. The steam explosion blew the rod vertically up, impaling the operator right in the groin, and then pinned him on the ceiling of the reactor. Poor guy. He died impaled on the ceiling of a nuclear power plant as radiation spread throughout the reactor. Well, as you can imagine, all the alarms went off. When workers finally went there, they found that the radioactivity in the area was lethal. They couldn't get close to Mr. John Burns, who was impaled on the ceiling of the reactor with a control rod right through his groin, impaling him on the ceiling. Well, believe it or not, the military actually has motion pictures of the decommissioning operation. In order to get access to Mr. Burns and gain access to the reactor, they had to cut the side of the reactor off using a saw, and then insert a crane horizontally, and then yank the central control rod, releasing Mr. Burns from the top of the reactor. Well, yes, sometimes people say that no one's ever died in a nuclear power accident. Well, that's not correct at all. Back in 1961, Mr. John Burns was impaled when a small atomic bomb went off right under his feet at the SL1 nuclear power station outside Idaho Falls, Idaho. So the point I'm raising is steam explosions are extremely dangerous. And that's what could happen if the Kilauean volcano goes out of control. This has to be looked at very carefully over the next period of time. Well, moving on, another question I get in my emails concerns parallel universes. That's right, parallel universes have been getting quite a bit of play recently on TV and the media because, well, believe it or not, we physicists are taking it very seriously. Now, you may say to yourself, come on now, give me a break. I mean, physicists taking science fiction ideas and working out the physics of these things? I mean, what's the proof? Well, there are indirect and possibly direct ways to show, prove or disprove the existence of parallel universes. For example, the strongest argument for parallel universes is what's called the fine-tuning principle. Now, let me explain. When I was in second grade, something happened which really changed my attitude towards science. My second grade teacher, I still remember, walked in the room and one day announced that God so loved the earth that he put the earth just right from the sun. Not too close, because then the oceans would boil. Not too far, because the oceans would freeze. But God put the earth just right from the sun, and here we are today, because God so loved the earth. Well, I was impressed. It kind of like shook me, realizing here was an argument about the universe that we could actually talk and eventually experiment with. Yes, the earth is just right from the sun. If it were too close, the oceans would boil, yes. If the earth were farther away from the sun, yes, the oceans would freeze. But we are just right from the sun. Now, what does that mean? Well, you may also realize that science has moved forward since when I was a child. Now we have discovered 4,000 planets orbiting other stars. And for the most part, most of them are too close. Most of them are too far away. If they had oceans, they would either be steam or solid ice. So in other words, there's another way of looking at the question. God may or may not exist. Who am I to say? However, there is another explanation for the fact that we are just right from the sun. And that is, there are thousands of dead planets out there. Thousands of planets that simply do not have life on them. Okay, well, let's take another short commercial break. And after the break, I'm going to continue a discussion of parallel universes and modern physics. Give us a call, 612-564-8135.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. In this hour, we're not going to answer listener phone calls because I get a pile of emails that have been building up. And so I have to answer some of these emails or else you're going to get angry at me. And one question that I often get is about parallel universes. Why do we physicists believe in them? Well, first of all, as I mentioned, there's the statistical argument that our Earth does seem to be special, that we are just right from the sun, not too close, not too far. So either
Either the Earth is just right from the sun by design, so someone designed the Earth to be just right, or there are a lot of dead Earths out there that it's a crapshoot, that randomly we happen to be on an Earth where this Earth is just right from the sun. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here to talk about it to begin with. So we are winners of a lottery, basically, that there are thousands of planets out there that are unsuitable for life. Now, here's another argument. The fundamental constants of the universe are tuned just right to allow for intelligent life in the universe. For example, if the nuclear force were stronger, that means the sun would have burnt out billions of years ago, and there wouldn't be life on the Earth because the sun would have exhausted its nuclear fuel. Now, if you change the constants of the universe a little bit so that the nuclear force is weaker, it means that the sun would never have ignited to begin with, and we still wouldn't be here. It would be dark. It would be cold with no sun. So the nuclear force is tuned just right to allow for humans to exist, or gravity. If gravity were a little bit stronger, then we would have had a big expansion, a big bang, and then a big crunch. The universe would have disappeared in a big crunch billions of years ago. If gravity were weaker, the universe would have exploded and just kept on going and never stopped, and we'd all be frozen right now. But here we are enjoying a universe with a sun that is just right to warm our bodies, and a universe that is just right so we don't freeze to death or we're not crushed by the big crunch. So in other words, the fundamental constants of the universe are also tuned just right. Now, here's the killer now. Here's the killer. If the Earth we're a byproduct of an accident, so that's we are just right from the sun. Maybe our universe is also a byproduct of an accident, which makes possible life in this universe. In other words, there are probably billions of dead universes out there. Universes where there are no stars. Universes where the stars burnt out. Universes which had a big bang and a big crunch and have vanished into existence. Maybe there are billions of dead universes out there, and we're the only ones that have living beings in them, and we're here to talk about it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here to talk about it to begin with. So these are the philosophical arguments for parallel universes. And then we have the physics arguments for parallel universes and the possibility of measuring them. You know, we can now measure gravity waves in outer space. The Nobel Prize last year was given to three astronomers, physicists, who were able to detect gravity waves emitting from colliding black holes in space. The next generation of gravity wave detectors could be satellites orbiting the sun, and so sensitive that they can pick up gravity waves from the instant of creation itself. The shock wave. The shock wave of the Big Bang was so great that echoes from that shock wave are still with us today. This means that we may be able to pick up radiation from the instant of the Big Bang itself. That's amazing. This means we might even get baby pictures. Baby pictures from the instant of creation, when the universe was only a trillionth of a second old. This is well within the realm of possibility now. And if we now run the videotape backwards, we may even be able to guess the radiation before the...
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, once again, we're answering some of the piles of emails that I get. And if you want to have your voice heard on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name. Call letters of the radio station you're listening to and the city you're calling from, and perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Or you can send me email. Go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers, the latest one called The Future of Humanity, about the future of the space program. Well, we last left off, we were talking about parallel universes, and yes, one day we will send gravity wave detectors into outer space and get baby pictures of the instant of creation, and then we're going to run the videotape backwards and get radiation from before the Big Bang. And that may give us a clue as to where the universe actually came from. Some physicists are betting that we'll detect an umbilical cord. An umbilical cord of the infant universe as it was weaned away from its parent universe. In other words, a parallel universe giving birth to a baby universe. A baby universe, by the way, is a term that Stephen Hawking used to describe the fact that universes can literally give birth to baby universes. And maybe that's where it all came from. Well, moving on, I get a lot of emails about robots, especially people concerned about their jobs, and people concerned about, well, one day, will the robots take over? First of all, let's say a few things about the job market. There's a lot of hysteria in the media about what robots can and cannot do, so let's be very clear about this.
Robots at this point are basically adding machines. They add millions of times faster than us, giving us the illusion that they are thinking, but they're not creative. They're not spontaneous. They can't crack a joke. They can't write a novel. There are many things that robots cannot do. However, what robots can do is incredible. They can be search engines. They can go through mountains of data. They can do repetitive tasks over and over again. So, you can now make a list of the jobs that will flourish and the jobs that will be destroyed by robots in the future. First of all, the big loser in all of this is people who do repetitive work. Anything that is repetitive and is worth automating will, in fact, be automated in the future. This means that factory work will gradually be phased out. This also means that search engine work will be phased out. For example, in a law firm, we have paralegals. Paralegals spend a lot of their time looking up previous court cases, precedents of the past. Well, that's what robots can do. Robots can be search engines, and they can be search engines much faster than humans. But lawyers will have jobs in the future, because who's going to argue to the jury? Who's going to argue to the judge? Only humans can argue with other humans. Humans understand social standards, social mores, the change of ethics as time goes by. Robots are clueless because robots are adding machines. Now, stockbrokers, you may think, will be the first ones to be automated because, well, you can buy stock on your wristwatch. In the future, you simply talk to your wristwatch and buy whatever stock you want. So why go to a stockbroker? Because you want something that robots cannot provide. And that's the key. That is intellectual capital. That means knowledge, experience, know-how, savvy, creativity, leadership, of which robots are clueless. So those are the jobs of the future, not the repetitive jobs, but two kinds of jobs will flourish in the future. First is intellectual jobs that involve thinking, like artwork, like acting, things that robots cannot do. Those jobs are going to flourish in the future. Also, jobs that involve semi-skilled work that's non-repetitive. Garbage men, for example. Sanitation workers will have jobs because every garbage is different. Robots cannot pick up garbage, believe it or not. Robots cannot fix your toilet. Think of all the toilets of the future that are going to be broken. No robot on earth can fix a broken toilet. This means gardeners will have jobs, police will have jobs, construction workers will have jobs, carpenters will have jobs. So, well, let's take a short commercial break, and then we'll try to answer the question, are they dangerous? Will they take over? Okay, once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Okaku. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11, do 9/11, then you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests,
wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we were talking about what kinds of jobs will flourish and which kinds of jobs will be obliterated by the computer revolution. Basically, the jobs of the future will be jobs that robots cannot do. And jobs that robots cannot do fall in certain categories. First is interacting with humans. That's why lawyers will have jobs in the future, because that involves understanding the thinking process of people. Policemen will have jobs because that requires understanding the thinking process of criminals. And so jobs that involve close human interactions will survive in the future. Counselors, for example, mentors, professors are going to be more and more into mentoring rather than regurgitating things that you can see on a videotape. And jobs that involve common sense. Robots don't have common sense. They don't know, for example, that water is wet. Why can't water be dry? Well, robots don't know. They haven't seen or touched water, so they don't know. And jobs that involve pattern recognition. That's where, well, robots are getting smarter at this, but still, they cannot recognize the human face at all angles. They can recognize a human face only at a certain angle, but if you rotate the human face, robots cannot understand or cannot identify who that person is. And so jobs that are semi-repetitive, semi-skilled will be flourishing in the future, like gardeners, like construction workers, like plumbers, carpenters. These jobs are non-repetitive. And the biggest category of winners is intellectual capitalists. That includes artists, novelists, comedians, actors, atomic physicists, things that involve thinking. Jobs that involve creative thinking are going to be the jobs of the future. So what do we do about it? Get educated. What you can do is get educated, because computers are not going backwards. We're not going to go back to the dark ages. We have to get used to the fact that a higher level of education will be required. And then I get another set of questions. Are the robots dangerous? Well, we've all seen The Terminator with Arnold Schwarzenegger, but Hollywood makes money scaring the pants off us, independent of reality. They don't care about the reality of the situation. Robots today have the intelligence of a cockroach. If you take a cockroach and put a cockroach in a forest, the cockroach immediately finds food, mates, and shelter. Very good at that. If you take a robot and put a robot in the middle of a forest, what does it do? It gets lost.
And so we have a long ways to go before the robots become self-aware. And that's the tipping point. Robots today do not know they are robots. They're adding machines. Adding machines do not know they're adding machines, even though they can add much faster than us. And the same thing with robots. However, it is only a matter of time before they do get self-awareness. At that point, which I suspect is perhaps late in this century, who knows for sure, but at that point, they could be dangerous. At that point, I think we should put a chip in their brain to shut them off if they have murderous thoughts. So, are they dangerous? Well, not for many a decade. However, it's good to think about it, because one day it could happen, and we certainly don't want to be caught with our pants down once the robots become intelligent. And also moving on, we have another set of questions about the human lifespan. You know, back in the days of the Roman Empire, people didn't live very long. You were lucky if your life expectancy was about 30 years of age during the Roman Empire. And when the Roman Empire fell apart, life expectancy dropped to about 25 or so. Now life expectancy is rising past 70, approaching 80, and we wonder, how far can it go? Well, we don't know for sure, but we think genetics has a lot to do with it, because if I take an animal, I can find that they have programmed within it a different lifespan. Mice, for example, live on average of roughly 2 years, but the Greenland shark can live 500 years. Amazing. The longest lived vertebrate is the Greenland shark. And how do we know how old it can live? Well, we take the eyeball of the Greenland shark, and we find that the eyeball consists of many layers, like tree rings. And by counting tree rings and counting these layers, we can calculate the age of a tree, and we can also calculate the age of a Greenland shark. And yes, many of them are between 400 and 500 years of age. This is astounding. What it means is that genetically speaking, we might also be able to live hundreds of years, but how do you do it? Well, of course, no one knows, but we have some ideas. One is to reset the biological clock. I once interviewed Professor Hayflick, who discovered the Hayflick limit. He discovered that if you take skin cells and look at them under a microscope, they divide about 60 times, get old, senesce, and then die. In other words, there's a clock. The clock ticks away, and after 60 reproductions, the cell says, time to sleep and time to die. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we die. We are programmed to die in some sense, but if you hit it with an enzyme called telomerase, it lives forever. I mean, think about that for a moment. Your skin cells can be made immortal so that they would keep on dividing thousands of years into the future. Now, we can't do it, of course, but with telomerase, it is possible to immortalize a human skin cell. So what's the catch? The catch is that cancer cells also use telomerase to live forever. Now, why are cancer cells dangerous? Cancer cells are dangerous because they don't die. They live forever. They are immortal. They keep on dividing until they form a tumor, and that kills you. So one day, if we can reset the clock, who knows, we might be able to live forever. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, we summarize some of the cutting-edge issues of science and technology. And if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, you might get on national radio. So once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku for Science Fantastic.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.